one of the things that makes new West Virginia men's basketball coach Darren DeVries unique is loyalty. Throughout his coaching career, which really began in 2001, he's only had three stops. 18 years as an assistant at Creighton, 6 years as the head coach at Drake, and now he's beginning his stint as the head coach at WVU. And as he explained during his introductory press conference Thursday morning, this place, Morgantown, West Virginia, is a place that he can see himself staying for years and years and years. We're going to get into his comments from the introductory press conference Thursday morning right now on this new edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast presented by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. I'm your host, Nick Farrell, alongside Kevin Redfern, Golden Blue Nation's digital reporter. Kevin, by the way, if you didn't know, is an Arizona State grad, but before that, born and raised outside of Chicago, lots of Midwest ties. You've even got some family that was near Iowa, which is where DeVries is from, and coached, obviously, at Drake at Des Moines for six seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I've got family in Iowa, in Wisconsin, in Nebraska, on the border of Nebraska and Iowa. So I've gone through the state a couple of times, mostly on the borders, not as much in Des Moines. But yeah, I mean, he seemed like a Midwestern guy from what we got to hear from him today. He's got the family values, simple guy. His basketball scheme, very tough, very aggressive, kind of that same identity. Felt familiar for sure.
Yeah, I think it resonated with West Virginia fans, a lot of what he said too, particularly the stuff about defense. We're going to get into all of that in a minute. Boy, Iowa's a pretty big place for basketball these days between Caitlin Clark and, of course, for West Virginia fans, now Darren DeVries. Okay, let's get into it. There were a few things, boxes, that Director of Athletics Ren Baker wanted to check during his search for the next head coach of West Virginia men's basketball. The first one was a real easy check with Darren DeVries, who we got to meet Thursday morning during his introductory press conference, and that was a sustained record of success as a Division I men's basketball coach. I mean, any way you slice it, DeVries has accomplished that during his short stint at Drake. Six seasons, 20 wins or more. He had 150 total wins across those six seasons, making him one of the winningest head coaches at the Division I level, period. Had a program record tying 28 victories this season, taking Drake to the NCAA tournament for the third time. And he also won back-to-back Missouri Valley Conference championships, tournament championships, that is. He's a two-time Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year, and we mentioned that record of loyalty, right? He has won at Creighton as an assistant. He's won as a head coach at Drake and now hopes to win as a head coach at West Virginia, a place that's top 20 all-time in wins. Okay, so that's an easy one. Slam dunk, if you will, for DeVries to check that box. Then the next box for Ren, at least what he explained to us when this search began back on or around March 12th after West Virginia's short stay at the Big 12 tournament ended, he said he wanted to find somebody who wins with defense. And that's critical, not just because that's been ingrained in West Virginia's identity from the Bob Huggins era and before that the John Beilein era, but it's because it's what's required, Kevin, to win in the Big 12 conference, the most competitive conference in this era of college basketball. You look at Houston, a team that won the league. You look at Iowa State, a team that won the conference tournament title, right? Those two teams were 1-2 all season in the Big 12 in a lot of key defensive stats. So it's natural to think if West Virginia wants to win again, if the Mountaineers want to compete for Big 12 regular season and conference championships, they need to do it with defense. Why is DeVries that guy?
Well, the Drake defenses have been solid under DeVries during his six-year tenure there. Each of the last four seasons, Drake finished in the top five in the Missouri Valley Conference in scoring defense. And then also in kind of that grittier style of Big 12 play, a lot that he talked about too comes in rebounding, and rebounding is very important in this conference. Every year, or each year that DeVries was running the program at Drake, they finished the conference in the top five in combined team rebounds. So on a consistency level and performing at a high level and maintaining that consistency, Drake and Darren DeVries have accomplished those feats. And then when you talk about Ren Baker and him prioritizing that, I think that definitely also comes from Mark Kellogg on the women's side. Mm-hmm. We even talked about off the air before we came on here. Mark Kellogg and Darren DeVries have a very, very similar resume heading into this job. Kellogg had a few more stops, but in terms of their identity and their the success that they did have, very similar. So it makes a lot of sense why Baker would want to kind of replicate that on the men's side, especially with where the two programs were at those hires, right? Kind of fringe NCAA tournament teams, at-large bids, middle of the pack in the conference. So given that they have similar foundations there, it makes sense that he went for a similar route for the men's job.
And, you know, you didn't have to look far if you use the Mark Kellogg comparison, Kevin, to find that defensive success, right? J.J. Quinterly, Defensive Player of the Year in the Big 12. This year, Mountaineers put two players on the all-conference defensive team. Four players who lead the Big Conference in Big 12 conference in steals at the end of the regular season were all Mountaineers. J.J. Quinterly, Jordan Harrison, Lauren Fields, and Kyle Watson, right? But on the men's side, you don't have to go too far to remember that Javon Carter was winning Big 12 Conference Player of the Year, National Defensive Player of the Year Award. Sagaba Kanate was also a tremendous defensive player, an excellent shot blocker, maybe the type of shot blocker that we're never going to see again at WVU. It hasn't been that long since West Virginia has had those types of guys that are program makers, in Carter's case specifically, that do it on the defensive end. Maybe DeVries, it's unclear who that guy is going to be. We're going to get into personnel in the transfer portal here in just a sec, but it's clear that the philosophy is defense first and everything else next.
And I think that may have even resonated a little more for DeVries towards the end of his tenure at Drake. I mean, we're talking steals. I mean, we talked team rebounding, team defensive scoring. If you're just talking steals, Drake made a leap from last in the MVC to the top five. They finished fourth in the conference in steals this past season. So it's actually been a recent point of emphasis for that staff. So I could see that aggressive style of play coming here to Morgantown for WVU.
So aggressive, gritty, tough, those were all words we heard to describe Coach DeVries' philosophy and system. He also mentioned something that we're going to keep an eye on when we get into this first season, when the pieces align and we see what they roll out there for the 24-25 season. While defense is going to be the focus, it also leads to offense. And he mentioned this, and I think it's a really interesting piece, Kevin. If you come to his practices, if you watch what their team does in workouts every day, from whenever they start until the regular season, they're going to work on one key offensive thing every practice, and that's transition. He said he wants to get shots in the first 12 seconds of the shot clock, because if you're competing against a broken defense, you're going to get better looks and you're going to score more points. So it all makes sense, right? There's going to be a flow to it. Defense leads to offense, leading to transition scoring.
And we've mentioned how good the defense is in the Big 12. I think you kind of alluded to it there too. I mean, if you start getting into sets in the half court and that's all you do, these defenses are well equipped to handle that, be it a man-to-man or zone. So it's a scenario, it's an ideology that makes sense in this conference. It kind of, you know, fits the modern style of play too. But that will be a lot different looking next year compared to the sets, the offense that we saw from West Virginia this past season.
So that's two boxes for Ren Baker checked. Winning pedigree, check. Commitment to defense, check. What about a third? And that's alignment of values, the values of West Virginia University and the fans, Mountaineer Nation, right? You mentioned those Midwest sort of blue-collar family values that Coach DeVries emulates, right? There's a lot of similarities to Kellogg, maybe even to Neil Brown, even to Ren Baker, in a sense. This stood out to me. Both of those guys, DeVries and Baker, grew up in small farm towns. For DeVries, it's Iowa. For Baker, a known basketball guy, it was Oklahoma. DeVries has a tight-knit family that lives and breathes sports, including a brother who played professional football and his son Tucker, who was a stellar player at Drake and won multiple Player of the Year awards in the Missouri Valley Conference. You probably heard some buzz about him, Tucker, on social media today or earlier this week, and we are going to talk about that a little bit more in just a bit. And there's even familiarity with Mountaineer basketball, because if you go back to 2005, when DeVries was on the bench as an assistant coach at Creighton, West Virginia played the Blue Jays in the NCAA tournament in a 7-10 game in Cleveland in 2005. West Virginia won that first round game by 2 points, 63-61, and then went on to win a game that was billed by the Cleveland Plain Dealer as has the greatest college basketball game ever played in the city on the lake. That was that 111-105 double overtime thriller against Chris Paul and Wake Forest. Of course, ultimately, West Virginia led by an Ohio native in Mike Gansey goes on to the Elite Eight that year under John Beilein. And we heard Coach DeVries joke a little bit that the statute of limitations on his, shall we say, grumpiness about that game has not expired yet. But all that to say that there is a clear alignment, and all of those things likely helped make DeVries the number one candidate in Rennbaker's search.
And everything you just mentioned is basically a toolbox for you to become, or for DeVries to become, what Rennbaker wants, and that's kind of an ambassador between the university and the WVU community. And everything that DeVries said today indicates that he's going to hit that hard. He's going to try to become that almost politician, connect with the community, connect with the team, and that's kind of what you need in this era of never-ending fundraising and transfer portal, NIL. You're kind of always at work, and it seems like he's going to bring his family over here and really tackle that head-on. And when you have those values, those family values, it just makes you that much more personable to the fans, to the donors, and it's comfortable for them, and that should be a good place to start.
Yeah, college athletics has really always been about recruiting, right? But what type of recruiting it is has morphed over the last 5 years. I'm not just talking about the transfer portal. That's obvious. You got to recruit guys traditionally and out of the portal, but you also got to recruit fans. You got to recruit donors, and sometimes you even have to recruit your own players every offseason. All of those things are key, and of course, DeVries discussed the transfer portal and recruiting a little bit today. We're going to get into all of that sound here in just a moment. Pause now for a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll go to the podium with new West Virginia head coach Darren DeVries.
Elite Roofing and Construction is West Virginia's and the region's top reliable roofing professionals. Elite Roofing LLC specializes in residential and commercial roofing services and is dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Whether you have a new construction project or need to replace an old or damaged roof, Elite Roofing offers roofing repair and replacement services with free estimates. We also work with a variety of roofing types, including metal, shingle, tile, and rubber roofing. All of our work is completed by trained and certified roofing specialists. We never use subcontractors to complete any of our work. We work with insurance, and financing is available. Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best, or leak with the rest.
Despite the ill-fated efforts of President Biden and his wealthy New York friends, West Virginia coal is thriving and being shipped to 45 countries worldwide. Given its high quality and clean burning properties, countries across the globe are demanding and consuming it, and in-state production continues to grow. With billions of dollars of recent investment in West Virginia mining operations, combined with the reliability of our coal-fired electric manufacturing facilities, West Virginia coal is here to stay. No other fuel in the world matches West Virginia coal for base load generation and steel making. Like a good friend, it's always been and always will be there, keeping the lights on and contributing greatly to our growing economy. In fact, coal continues to sustain 50,000 plus West Virginia jobs, putting food on the table for Mountain State families. Visit friendsofcoal.org to learn more. A message from the Friends of Coal.
Back now on the Golden Blue Nation podcast, let's listen in to the opening remarks from the 23rd head coach of West Virginia men's basketball, former Drake leader Darren DeVries.
I want to thank President Gee and Athletic Director Rennbaker here for this unbelievable opportunity. As a side note, we have the AD with the best shoe game in the country. There is no question. We will work on mine because it does need some work. But I understand the responsibility of being the men's basketball coach here at West Virginia, and we will do everything we can to make you proud. And as the things that Ren mentioned, we're going to do it with integrity. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to work hard. Everything that makes you proud to represent us and vice versa, we will do that back to you. I also want to go backwards a little bit. I want to thank Drake University, President Martin, the Director of Athletics, Brian Harden, all my former players, and the Des Moines community for their incredible support of myself and my family and our staff over the 6 years that I was there. I feel incredibly fortunate and unbelievably proud had the opportunity to coach so many young men who represented their university and their community in a first-class manner. Drake will always be a part of my family and something we'll be forever grateful for our time there. The most important people, though, I want to thank today is my family. My wife of 26 years, happy 26 years, I think most of it at least. She's an unbelievably supportive wife to me. And, you know, we've enjoyed our time over the 26 years. We've traveled this journey together, arm in arm. And I can't be more proud to call her my wife. And I know Ren introduced her before, but my wife Ashley sitting right here in the front row. Thank you. She's also given me two incredible children. My daughter Tatum, who is a freshman in high school right now. If you'd stand up, Tatum, one more time, just give a big round of applause. Maybe the kindest-hearted, sweetest girl I know, and very proud of her. Also have my son Tucker, if he could stand up. Who will be joining us for his senior year. So, yeah. It's always nice when you get your first recruit. So I had to work hard this morning to get that one done. But we are all incredibly ecstatic to be here, to be a part of this community, and cannot wait to meet everyone on a firsthand basis, because this was a family decision. It was a decision that as we got into it, it was an easy decision because of everybody here in the community here. In the 24 hours that we've been here, less than 24 hours, it shines through what this community is all about. And the way we've been embraced already, we cannot wait to continue from day one on to ingrain ourselves in this community. I feel very fortunate. I've been, as Renan mentioned, I worked at two terrific institutions, 20 years at Creighton University and Drake University. I was incredibly blessed to work for two of the greatest coaches in the game, or two of the greatest coaches in Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. I'm forever grateful for their influence on me as both a coach and a person. They are simply two of the best. You know, when you get into coaching, and that was 26 years ago for me, and I started out with Dane Altman and Greg McDermott, they teach you it's more than just about teaching basketball, and that's maybe the thing that I've taken away over my time there with them. It's more than basketball. It's about people. It's about developing people, and I can't wait to continue to do that here at West Virginia. Now my journey has taken me here to Morgantown, the 20th all-time winningest program in the NCAAs. What an incredible and proud tradition we have here. A basketball program that has been to 31 NCAA tournament appearances, 11 Sweet 16s, 3 Elite Eights, 2 Final Fours. To have that kind of success, you have to have terrific coaches and players that have paved the way. Coach Catlett, Coach Beeline, and Coach Huggins, just incredible what they have done here and the success they have had. Players such as Jerry West, Rod Hundley, and Rob Thorne, and the many, many other players, too many to recognize individually because I would leave it out and it would take too long, but too many other players that have represented this program at a very high level. Needless to say, this program knows winning. As many of you know, the landscape of college basketball and college athletics has changed significantly with the transfer portal and NIL. Our staff, as we continue to put our staff together, will embrace the new era. We understand the new era of college basketball, and we will certainly do everything we can to roll with that. With the help and support of our partnership with the Country Roads Trust and all those who generously support it, many of you in this room, we will remain one of the premier programs in the country. Especially when you think about filling this place with the Mountaineer Maniacs, a few of who I met here this morning, and the 14,000 fans that will be filling this up every night. I'd like to take a couple of minutes just to talk about what you can expect from our teams, you know, as we move forward and the staff we will put together. First off, from a staff perspective, we will continue to put that together here in the upcoming days and weeks. You know, as we work through HR and those type of things, we hope to have a staff in place as soon as possible so we can continue to get out on the road during a very important recruiting period. From a player standpoint, we will continue to work hard again this upcoming spring and summer as I get an opportunity to meet with the current players, and then also as we go out and find prospective student athletes for their future here at West Virginia. The goal being to be, again, as strong as we can from a staff perspective to make sure that we can cover all regions of the country, and from a player perspective, that we will continue to get, recruit young men that will represent our program in a way that we all want to be represented, both on and off the floor. We will look for young men that have talent with intangibles. I am a firm believer if you stack talent and intangibles and you do that enough times and you put together a group of men like that in a locker room, that equates to winning. And we will have a locker room filled with winners. And winners just aren't about necessarily scoring baskets. They have a discipline, a toughness, an unselfishness that stands tall in all situations. And we will teach them to apply those to all phases of their life. When they leave here, we don't want them to leave here just as good basketball players. We want them to leave here as great men. In close, I'll say this. The incredible tradition and passionate fan base is what makes this place so special. You are what makes this place so special. Our alumni and our former players are what make this place so special. We're all in this together. We win together, we lose together. We want you to feel that every day and know that our success is going to be because of your incredible and generous support. When you talk to coaches around the country, they talk about what an electric atmosphere it is here, and what a tough place to play it is. I hope that they haven't seen anything yet. I hope that we can take this up another decimal level. Our goal is to make sure every opponent leaves here with some pepperoni rolls and the words of Country Roads echoing in their head. Let's go, Mountaineers.
A big ovation at the end of his opening remarks for new head coach Darren DeVries in front of a really good crowd at the Coliseum today. Of course, it was an open event, not just to media, but to fans. And anyone who was there got to hear what was probably the biggest piece of breaking news of the day, and that's the fact that Tucker DeVries, the reigning MVC Player of the Year and an All-American honorable mention from the Associated Press, he entered the transfer portal earlier this week, and he is going to follow his father to WVU. So Darren DeVries coaching Tucker DeVries for his senior season. He'll play it as a Mountaineer in old gold and blue. He's coming off an incredible season, right? Mm-hmm. 21 points per game. He's 6'7". He can play on the perimeter, maybe even a stretch four in the Big 12. He was back-to-back Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year as a sophomore and junior. And before that, he was the Freshman of the Year in the conference, and mentioned that he's an AP All-American honorable mention this year. It's a guy that's a pro prospect, right? Yeah. And if he can have success in the Big 12, that's going to continue to elevate his stock and his pro ambitions. And it's also probably a key centerpiece to this recruiting class that's going to have to come together quickly and likely is going to involve a lot of recruitment of the transfer portal.
Yeah, some of his former Drake teammates are already in the transfer portal. So, I mean, that's huge. Him kind of being that foundation of next year's roster is big. I mean, from a communication standpoint, he's the exact guy you want in that position. And I think to make it clear, Tucker DeVries would be as high profile of a transfer to West Virginia even if his dad wasn't the head coach. I mean, this guy is one of the top five players in the portal, according to 24/7 Sports. He was a very high recruit. I mean, Creighton, with his connection, they went after him. Florida went after him. This guy, he is a strong piece. And then when you think about, too, who's leaving the Mountaineers, your top two scorers in Jesse Edwards and Raekwon Battle, their collegiate careers are over. You're already replacing essentially one of those players in their scoring output with Tucker DeVries, and that's just at the beginning of the construction of your roster. So really, in my opinion, no better place to start rebuilding than with Tucker DeVries.
We already mentioned that one of the themes for Coach DeVries' press conference this morning was family, how much his family means to him and how family has shaped his basketball journey. And so it's obviously very meaningful to Coach DeVries that he's going to get one more season with his son Tucker here in Morgantown.
The last 3 years, I've had an opportunity to coach your son. That's something in this profession you miss so much as they're growing up. Whether it be weekend tournaments or whatever. So the last 3 years, from a dad perspective, I get a lot of that back and get to spend some day-to-day time. Now during practice and during games, he's back to player and I'm back to coach. So he probably gets mad at me and I get mad at him a little bit. But we've enjoyed this ride together and can't wait for this opportunity, during his last year, for him to, go out there and compete, with his new teammates and just love everything that there is, about this place, about this program, and competing with guys that all have the same ambitions, and that's to, bring a Big 12 championship here to West Virginia. I said this a lot, and I know Ren mentioned it. I spent 20 years at Creighton University because that was the place that I loved. That was the place my family loved, and I wasn't going to leave, Creighton University for just any job at the time. And I wanted the right one when I got my first head coaching job. And to me, that was Drake University, and a place that I wanted to be. I felt like there was a vision there. There was a plan there. And then I spent the last 6 years there, and it was incredible. And I know when I took the job, I said it would take something pretty special. I'm from Iowa. I grew up in the Midwest. It was going to take something special to have me leave there. And, when I talk to Ren and talk to people that know this program and this place and the people here, everything about it made sense to me, made sense to my family, that this was a place that we could see ourselves at for a very, very long time, a place that we felt we could enjoy as a family, enjoy as a basketball coach, enjoy being a part of this community. Obviously, Ren was a big part of that too. I mean this when I say that I don't think there's many better out there, and not just because of his shoe game, but he's got an incredible passion and vision for this place, and we believe in it.
So we've brought you bits and pieces from the press conference with DeVries and Ren Baker. If you want to watch the full media event, you can head to our website, goldenbluenation.com, or watch it all on the free Golden Blue Nation app or on the Golden Blue Nation Facebook page. And we remind you that exclusive interviews with both Coach DeVries and Director Baker are coming your way this weekend on a new edition of the WVU Coaches Show, airing Friday night on Sportsnet Pittsburgh and airing Saturday on all of our Nextstar stations in the Mountain State, including WBOI in Clarksburg, WTRF in Wheeling, WVNS in Beckley, and WOWK in Charleston. Make sure to check your local listings for more details on this next episode of the WVU Coaches Show, featuring exclusive interviews with Darren DeVries, Ren Baker, and baseball skipper Randy Mazey as the Mountaineers get ready to host Oklahoma State, hoping to keep their winning ways rolling after taking 2 of 3 from Oklahoma and a midweek game in the rain against Akron. One last thought, please subscribe to the Golden Blue Nation podcast if you enjoyed this show. That way you'll never miss an episode. And also, if you like this show, leave us a 5-star review. It'll help other Mountaineer fans find the Golden Blue Nation podcast. We're presented, as always, by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. For Kevin Redfern, I'm Nick Farrell, signing off, and we'll talk to you next time right here on the GBN Pod. Thanks for listening.